Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. This week, we've been ministering on a message I've entitled Conquering Canaan, seeing as an example the children of Israel under the Old Covenant. They had a promise that God gave to them that they were going to enter a land flowing with milk and honey. He promised Abraham his descendants would possess that land after 400 years of slavery and captivity. And God was faithful to his word. So if God could be faithful after 400 years, he could be faithful in our lives, can he not? We can trust him. And so we understood as we were looking at the traits that were necessary to possess the land of Canaan, Joshua and the people had to have a conquering spirit. They had to be willing to go on the offensive. They had to be willing to know that God would fight their battles for them. That didn't mean that they were delivered from battle, but that God would assure them for a victory as they walked in obedience. Secondly, we saw that there has to be a burning passion for God's presence. We see that Joshua, who was Moses' minister, we also see, as he was mentioned in the 17th chapter, he was commissioned by Moses to fight against Amalek. And he did that. So he was a warrior. He was a soldier. He also ministered to Moses, and he desired God's presence. He, like Elisha, who waited on Elijah, they loved that the presence, the anointing of God. And Moses was in the very presence of God. His very face shone with the glory of God. God spoke with him face to face as with his own friend. And so we see in the 24th chapter of Exodus, it says, in verse 12, the Lord is commanding Moses to come up into the mount, and he will give him tables of stone. He was basically going to give him the Ten Commandments. Verse 13 says, and Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua. See, Joshua went with him, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. So, and of course, Moses was there 40 days and 40 nights, and Joshua was waiting there. There's no indication he went back to the camp. He said, because Moses said, we will come back to you. He was waiting just as Moses was in the very presence of God, receiving the commandments. Joshua was being obedient and staying on his post all those days by himself, and he was growing in the things of God. And so this process of conforming to the image of Jesus begins when we start to have a real passion for his presence. We, like Jesus, have a food and drink that the world knows not of. And it says, we're to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so that mind of Christ speaks the word into any situation that presents itself. Beloved, we have a high calling. We have the privilege of carrying the very word of the Lord to this generation. We need to have a communion with the Lord. We need to eat of that living bread. We need to drink from those wells of living water. We need to tap into the mind of Christ, which will enable us, his anointing, the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, to speak the word of the Lord for any situation which presents itself. And people, beloved, will see the anointing and the power of God upon your life, and they will come for answers. and you'll be able to give God's word to them. And some of these questions will have no answers, humanly speaking. People get themselves in extraordinarily difficult situations, but if you rely on the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, instantly, in that time of need, you'll need to know the mind of Christ to help a person, to give them the help or the counsel, or to bring healing to the situation they're in. And that will only come when you've embraced His presence and you know how to get a hold of God. And so we have to have a desire for the Lord. That has to be our consuming passion, to desire Him above all else, just as Jesus did. That was his meat was to do the will of the Father. He delighted, the psalmist says, to do His will. He a body had been prepared for Him, and that was his delight. I delight to do Thy will, O my God, yea, Thy law is within my heart. So we need a burning presence for the presence of God, and also we need to have a sonship mentality. Now, I need to spend a little bit of time explaining what that is. We have to have a different mentality than what we had when we were unsaved. Our spirit is born again, but our mind is not renewed. Have you found that out? And it's very possible to possess a slave mentality, to really be influenced by the patterns of the past, the habits we've developed when we were servants to sin. And once we're born again, we knew, not that we're without sin, because we won't reach perfection until Jesus comes, but we strive for perfection. We strive to be like Jesus. And if we sin, thank God, we have an advocate with the Father. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we need to have a sonship mentality. And that means that according to the Word of God in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 15, it says, "We've not received the spirit of slavery or bondage, again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father." In other words, the spirit of sonship. We are His children, and He's our daddy. He's our Father. But many still think like they're slaves. And we are no longer slaves. The Israelites left Egypt, that's for sure. They didn't have to serve their hard Egyptian taskmasters anymore, but they still thought like slaves. And Christians can be the same way. They may be saved and they've become sons, but they still think like a slave does. And it says in John 1 and 12, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." And we know that the Old Testament was given to us as types and shadows. And so Egypt, if you will, is a type of the world. It's a type of sin. And Shittim is, if you will, a type of the flesh. It's where Moses left the people just before he dies. And it's a type of the flesh. Joshua had come to Shittim. He brought Israel into the promised land by bringing them through the Jordan River. And the Jordan, if you will, symbolizes the spirit of man. They had to cross, before they entered Canaan, they had to cross the Jordan River. And that was a symbol that their spirit, they were going to be, for us it speaks that regeneration that occurs when we're born again. They were passing into a new season in their life, just as we become a new creature in Christ. And actually, we see that Joshua, that's how we refer to him today, his original Hebrew name means Yeshua or Savior. In Numbers, his name was Hoshea. It's H-O-S-H-E-A. But God put a Yah, if you will, J-A-H, which is his name, into Hoshea. Thus we have Yah Hoshea or Joshua, if you will. And it's significant that he led the people from Shittim, from the place of the flesh where Moses died. He led them from there into the Jordan, which miraculously separated when the priests set foot upon the water. And then he carried them past Jordan into a successful conquering of Jericho, their first victory, and then into Shiloh, where the glory of God abided. That's where the tabernacle was for a time. And, of course, he did go against Jericho, and that's a type and symbol, if you will, symbolizing Satan and hell. And it was they were commanded to utterly destroy the city, which indicates Satan and death and hell and the grave was utterly defeated. Praise God. And so the Joshua is a type of Jesus who defeated Satan and hell, and it's God's purpose for us because of Yeshua, our Savior, who has gone before us. We have that ability to defeat Satan and hell in our own lives and glow on into the glory of God. He's given us power over all the power of the enemy. We have authority. So what in the Old Testament were external facts and characteristics, now we have possess these things internally, if you will. Praise God. Aren't you glad we don't have to carry a box with the presence of God? Basically, that's what the Ark of the Covenant was. That's where the very glory of God abided. But we now have the glory of God within us. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which ye have in you, which ye have of God's, and ye are not your own? We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Praise God. Well, my time has again flown away, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. And if you ever miss a broadcast, just go to the unveilchrist.org website, and you can listen at your convenience anytime. But if you have prayer needs, or if you're being prompted by the Holy Spirit, I invite you to write. God has a reason for moving upon you. The announcer is going to give our contact information, and however you choose to respond, by mail or by email, I will respond by letter, and I'll give a brief confirmation by email. But that's the ministry that I have, is a ministry of correspondence. So thank you for joining me. I love you. Prayer partners, thank you. I've got the best partners in the world. I love you dearly. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,